Is the city attorney issue, are we seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with that tonight, or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it definitely is going to be the light at the end of the tunnel, and a long time coming. We've reached agreement on a settlement. We need to vote on it tonight. I don't expect any problems. It's really super. When I phoned out Thursday morning, I told everyone it's a great day to be a mayor in this city because, a weight has just been lifted. So it's great for the city. I think it's good for Bonnie. She can move on to the next phase of her life, and I wish her the best. And it's good. And our insurance provider stepped up and picked up the tab on the settlement and the attorney's fees, so it doesn't cost the residents a nickel, and so I'm very ecstatic about
that. Yeah, I think that might be a point that needs to be clarified, that everybody understands that with the monies that will, I'm sure, at some point be discussed with this matter, that this is not going to be on the backs of the residents.
That is correct. The Michigan Municipal League is our insurance carrier. And they defended this case, and they also are picking up any settlement costs. So, we have a $10,000 deductible that we had to pay twice. There were actually two different lawsuits, so we had paid that a number of years ago, and now we're done.
Now, without drawing this out a whole lot further, just from the outside looking in, it seems both parties satisfied?
I think so.
Despite the ugliness of the last 4 years, obviously.
It's certainly easier for us to be satisfied because we're not writing the check.
Right.
I think any time, I learned this years ago, when you're in negotiations, you never end up with something that makes you happy. It's something you can live with. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what side you're on. We felt that way. We just closed out four union contracts. The city's got five unions. We handled four of them this year. I think good contracts overall. Is anyone happy? I think, they're okay with them.
Yeah, the word satisfied, I think, might
exactly.
Just okay and move forward.
The challenge that has to be there for you is, you have been involved with the city political process for some time, but when all of this went down, you weren't the mayor, you weren't on the city commission, now you are the mayor, you're a commissioner. At what kind of perspective does that give to you, and what challenges also as it wraps up?
Well, you're right. I wasn't there, nor were the six other commissioners, the city manager in her position. For the most part, all the department heads, almost all of them have changed. So it's a completely different city. I think we look back on what had happened and the manner in which it had happened. And that's a lesson for all of us, to try to be a little... more open.
Do you think that it makes the settlement easier when there's different players involved and they don't maybe have that history, I guess, or whatever it would be that would have been there when if you would have had some of the same folks still involved?
Maybe. That's a hard question to answer. Mm-hmm. Those folks have been gone so long. For the most part, we really haven't dealt with this. As much as people would probably think. This has been in the hands of the attorneys, and we know how they work. But again, to me, I'm glad it's over. I really am. I'm glad for the city, and I'm glad for Bonnie that she can move on, because she deserves that.